Thanks so much for joining us today. This week, we sit down with Charisse Newsome, Senior Communications Specialist with Dominion Energy. We're also talking with Alexis Perkins, Founder and Creative Director of Chair One Fitness. Of course, we will make a divine decision with Dorothea, and a little later on, DeShana will give us her 2 cents on finance. Let's dive right in and get started with some super helpful tips to help you emerge as a CEO. Let's take a peek with Tiffany into the CEO's Corner. Emerge,
emerge yourself. Welcome to the CEO Corner, the only place where you will get tips on how to live your best CEO life and emerge to the next level. Today, I want to talk about the importance of business networking. We all network, we all go to these networking events, or at least we should be, but what actually is networking? Do we really know? Do you really know? This is an art to this thing. So, like I've said before, I'm a super logical person, so I start with the definition. Networking is establishing a mutually beneficial relationship with other business people and potential clients or customers. Okay, people, let's break this down. Keywords: mutually beneficial. Mutual meaning a respectful experience between two or more people. Beneficial is resulting in something good. So relationship is the state of being connected. And business networking means with people that can help your business with resources or by being client. So we put it all together to really get the definition of business networking, and it is a respectful experience between two or more people that result in something good, where we are being connected with individuals that can grow or provide resources for me and my business. This is the most helpful to small business owners. To reap the rewards of business networking and not get burned out, it is important to understand what business networking is and why you are going to network. Is it to meet new people, to boost sales, to increase efficiency, or build awareness of your brand? CEOs, know your why before you step in the building, and then you will leave the building reaping what you sow. And it is also a plug for Emerge Networking events that we do every fourth Wednesday. So check us out, because we really believe in what we're talking about to help you grow. And I'm Tiffany Boyle, and that's my tip from the CEO Corner. Emerge. Follow us on Facebook, search Emerge Radio Show. On Instagram, Emerge the Magazine. And online, emergethemagazine.com. Well, hello, Charisse. We are so excited to have you on the show today. How are you doing?
I am doing great, Tiffany. Thank you for having me here. I look forward to our conversation.
Yes, we always have great ones. So I'm very excited. And I know our listeners are going to be so excited to hear about what you do, how you help businesses, and what you do personally at the same time. So if you just want to go in and just start off with introducing yourself, that'd be great.
Sure. So I am Charisse Newsome, a regional media spokesperson for Dominion Energy. We have about 7 million customers in 15 states. And of course, we are headquartered in Virginia. I am from Hampton Roads, born and raised in Norfolk, where I still live with my family. And I feel very fortunate to work for a company where I live, work, and play. Dominion Energy is committed to helping customers, but also helping the community. And it does so much for so many charitable and community focused causes throughout our region and state and service areas all over. So I feel really fortunate to be with Dominion, and I feel very proud to share its story.
No, that is amazing. So how long have you been with Dominion?
I've been with Dominion for about 6 months. And in my role, I get to tell stories about the company, how it is delivering power to customers of all types. So residential customers, business customers, and when there are storms, which cause outages, then I help provide information about when power is going to be restored. So I work really closely with news media, journalists, and other information providers and community leaders to let people know what's going on with their power. As a utilities provider, we take great pride in delivering power for people's everyday lives And we know that storms can interrupt that. So I get a chance to inform the community about the status of their power if there is an outage during a storm and how our crews will work faithfully to get it restored so they can go about their daily lives.
Oh, well, we thank you for that because it is super important. I know people get mad at their electricity bill, but if you did not have electricity, you'd be even more upset. So we all
need energy, right?
Yeah.
We all need energy to power our lives and our homes and our workplaces. And, you know, Tiffany, one of the biggest drivers of energy costs is your usage. So for people who want to save money on their energy bill, it really helps to take a look at your energy usage and to find ways to conserve energy and to use energy more efficiently. And Dominion has several programs that can help people do that. Just go to our website, dominionenergy.com, so that people can learn how to save energy, everything from making sure you're setting your thermostat at temperatures that will be both comfortable in your home, but responsive to the weather, making sure you're using energy efficient light bulbs and windows and heating and cooling systems. And we also provide support and assistance for people who would like help in making their home more energy efficient. We have programs that are both a do-it-yourself kit and show people how to make their homes more energy efficient. And we also have programs that help people who need a little bit more assistance, especially, for example, if they've fallen behind on the bills, which will help them with bill pay assistance as well as home energy upgrades.
Yeah, and that is awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
And I need to take advantage of that because my house was built in 1959.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have some new windows and I have some old windows, and my electricity bill will get crazy in like the summer. Not so much the winter because I have gas for heat, but this year what I'm doing is they're like 4 or 5 months out of the year. I don't have to have like any AC on. I don't have to have any heat on because the brick like kind of insulates my house. Sure. So I'm in that season right now, you know, that lovely 60 to 70 degree weather.
Right.
But I need to take advantage of that, them coming out, telling me how I can make the house more efficient because it is such, you know, an older house. That would be great. So thank you for that. So what did you do prior to Dominion?
So I have been in media and public relations for about 18 years. So the totality of my career, I began as a journalist for the local newspaper, and then I was there for about 11 years. And then I went into PR, working for a public school division. And I got to tell stories about education and students and teachers and all the great things going on. I then worked for a nonprofit foundation and talking about philanthropy and spreading the good news about how everyday people can use their generosity to affect change in their community. And I also have dabbled in entrepreneurship. I launched my own firm of PR and marketing while I was earning my MBA. And then I saw this great opening at Dominion Energy and decided to apply. And it has been a wonderful journey thus far because I get to still tell stories about people and how that intersects with our business and how we are not only helping customers, but helping the community. So I've been really fortunate to be in journalism and media and tell stories that can encourage and inspire. And through Dominion, for example, I've had a chance to meet a lot of really cool people. One of the things that I think is important for business owners to know is that they can, you know, meet people who they're helping through their product and service, but who they can also make a connection with. And so at Dominion, I've been able to meet community leaders and residents and customers. And not only are we providing a service to them, but it's been really cool to learn how they have a connection to the company, but also how they connect to the community. So, for example, Dominion Energy provides a lot of grants and charitable donations all throughout our service areas. And so we help to fund causes to nonprofits that are helping in the education realm, helping to end homelessness, you know, helping people who are sick, helping families. And so businesses who give back to and invest in the community are that much stronger. And so, you know, I want to encourage businesses to look around and find ways that you can give back and help your community, because oftentimes your customers come from your community, especially local businesses. And so while we are a utilities provider in 15 states, we are very much so a community partner, and there are many different ways that we like to give back. And we believe that there are other ways that the community members and businesses can get involved in their community and give back to.
Charisse, I think you touched on something. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to share some information because I thought this was so fascinating. I mean, being new to Dominion myself, annually, the company donates about $45 million to charitable and community-focused causes across our service area. And so it is putting, you know, its money where its mouth is, so to speak, by helping the communities where we do business. Along with the donations that are made, our employees engage in volunteer hours. One of the things that I enjoy about working at Dominion is that I get time off to volunteer, paid time off to volunteer. And so there are many different ways that companies can give back, donations and financial support, of course, but providing employee support and providing employees with volunteer hours also helps to make the community better.
So go ahead, Tiffany.
Sorry, no, go ahead.
I just want to add my little tidbit. So Tiffany knows I've been part of this leadership program, development program at work. And so one of the things our company did was kind of partner us with some different businesses around the Hampton Roads. And one thing that was kind of the common denominator was always community involvement and as future leaders of the companies being good stewards in the communities we're in. So I feel like what you were talking about was literally right on time with what I was, you know, out doing just today. So I think that's important, you know, giving back in the community and for the entrepreneurs and business owners listening to make sure they're being good stewards of their community as well. So thank you for touching on that point.
Absolutely. And to your point, giving back and community service, those are great indicators of strong leadership. When you can spend time and helping others and giving back, then you are showing that you are a good leader. And in Dominion, we are not just a leader in the energy industry, but we want to be leaders in our communities and we want to be good community partners. And so as individuals and as businesses and business owners, if you really want to make an impact and you really want to be a leader, serve. Martin Luther King had a quote that says, we all can be great because we all can serve. How can we serve our community, not only through our products, goods, and services, but through our time, talent, and treasure, through what we give back and how we help others?
Yes, that is great. So how do businesses contact Dominion to talk about like their grant programs or to find out more information?
That is a great question. So you can go on our website and you can navigate to a section about our charitable foundation. And we have various grant cycles throughout the year. As a matter of fact, for 2023, we've already given out locally, we have different mechanisms, but through our community boards, we've given out about $500,000 already in 2023. And so when organizations go to our website, you can find out information about how to apply for a grant. And there are a number of different grants. We also have scholarship programs that are aimed at helping, for example, historically Black colleges and universities and other scholarships to help students of various backgrounds to attain higher education. So go to our website to find that information as well. And along with the support that we provide to customers who need financial assistance or help making their homes more energy efficient, we also have programs that help small businesses. So for small businesses who are trying to conserve energy because they get a utilities bill too, right? If you're a business owner, then there are programs for businesses as well that aim to help you conserve energy and save money on your energy bill. So all of that is on our website. Go check it out. Ask questions. Call, email 1-866-DOM-HELP is our number. And, you know, I encourage business owners and I encourage customers to call and find out about the different ways that Dominion Energy is here to help you. Again, we're not just your utilities provider, but we really do consider ourselves to be a community partner.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's go back because you skipped over this little entrepreneur. I tried entrepreneurship for a little bit and then you gaze right on to Dominion. So let's go back to when you were an entrepreneur. Talk to us about that time in your life.
Sure. So I was earning my MBA and needed some flexibility in my schedule. And so entrepreneurship helped with that. Although, as you know, Tiffany, entrepreneurship is also very hard. It is challenging and it's not for everybody. And one of the things that I learned is that it was was great for a little bit, but long term, I wanted to be at a larger company, and I wanted to be just in a different industry. But entrepreneurship is a great way for people to try their skills, try their hand at something. I mean, I definitely encourage people to, you know, use their gifts and talents and skills and abilities to see if they can make a business out of it. And, you know, one of my favorite books in the business world is called Little Bets by Peter Sims, I believe. And what it talks about is how failure, or not necessarily failure, but when things don't work out, these little bets, these little risks that you take, they actually help set you up for success because you can learn from those instances, and it helps you to iterate and to come up with something even better, or to discover something about yourself or your product. And so you make this little bet, and you take that risk and you try it out, and it's never a loss, because either you have, you know, lucked out on something that's really going to be a good business for you, or you have learned a lesson and found out something else about yourself or about your skills and talents that you can use elsewhere.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. We like to talk about all the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur, being a business owner, because, you know, some people just like to fluff it. Oh, everything's great. But no, everything is always not great. It's hard. And then sometimes you want to do a full-time job, part-time entrepreneurship, which we all know is never part-time. So we just like, you know, here on the show, we like to definitely talk about it. So hopefully other people can learn from our amazing guests on the show. So what do you like to do for fun?
So I like music and I like concerts. And I think that Hampton Roads has won several venues and attractions where, of course, we have like national acts coming here, everything from the amphitheater to, you know, concert halls downtown, you know, Norfolk and Hampton. Even the arts are alive and well in Hampton Roads. But I also like the fact that we have local bands. So the Fuzz Band is one of my favorite bands. And I enjoy listening to their music. And so I think we have a really cool local music scene here, and you can find bands at a lot of restaurants. And so I enjoy going out, listening to music, getting my dance on, having a good time. And I sing a little bit too. So I don't sing in a group or anything, but I enjoy singing. I enjoy music. And so that's what I do for fun. Another thing that I like to do is give back myself. And so I volunteer in the community as well. I, for example, serve on the board of the YMCA on Granby. And while that is board service and we are helping children and families, I also get an opportunity to do fun things. And so we fellowship together as a board. I have made friends through board service. And that's another thing sometimes we gloss over. Giving back is, of course, a way to help your community, but we get something out of it too. So of course, we get these great feelings of having done something to help others, but then you also make connections. And so I enjoy meeting people and making connections through my board service as well.
Oh, that is absolutely great. Great, great. Yes. Giving back is so important. It definitely is. And it, I mean, even though our lives are like so busy, it's something calming about knowing like you're helping somebody else and you're doing like your little part to build up your community. It's really rewarding.
Yeah. And there are different ways to do it. I'll tell you, one of my favorite is through social media. So in being a PR and media professional, I have learned to use social media to tell a story, but it is also a platform. And it's a platform that businesses can use as well as individuals to help amplify the voices of others, to help inspire. One form of giving back is through your story. And so when you amplify not only your story, but someone else's on social media, then you can shed light on an important cause. You can give a platform to voices that aren't always heard. I think this is especially true when we're amplifying diverse voices and diverse causes that may not always get the attention they deserve. You know, even your radio show, amplifying the voices of businesses and business owners and providing resources and information that they can't get anywhere else. That is very important. And so you are a resource through media, and people can do the same thing on social media. So I like to use, I guess it's called X now, right? It's no longer called Twitter, but I like to use X to share stories. I like to use Instagram, Facebook, and of course, my favorite is LinkedIn. I would encourage all professionals to get on LinkedIn. Get on LinkedIn. Like, that's probably the best piece of advice that I can offer for professionals, whether you're working at a large company like I am, or you're in business for yourself, or you just want to build your personal brand. LinkedIn is a way you can do it. And it is also a low cost and effective way to build a network. I had been on LinkedIn for a while, but of course, in the pandemic, when everything shut down, it was one of the few ways that I could actually connect with people. And from there, my LinkedIn presence and activity grew, and I've made connections and I've met people and I've learned a lot. So I would encourage people to get on LinkedIn and to share your story, meet other people, and to amplify voices that need to be heard. So social media is a great way to give back and to tell those stories and to be a resource. And if you're in business, to get your brand out there too.
Exactly.
I'm so glad you said that. So speaking of networking, we typically like to ask this question about networking. And I saw a media clip with Issa Rae, right? And she talked about how most people, when they network, their goal is to network up. But she says she feels like it's more important to network across, right? Because you want to kind of partner with and collaborate with the people that are coming up with you. So I just wanted to get your perspective on that.
That is a great point. And as any media PR person will tell you, it's going to depend. It's going to depend upon what your personal and professional goals are. Generally, I would say do both. If you're on LinkedIn and you're trying to get a job, you need to network up and across. If you're trying to get a promotion, you need to network up and across. If you're building a brand or a business, you probably need to do more across, because your customer base is probably going to come from your community, and community is location or demographics, you know, different factors that you would, you know, consider. And so I would say network across, but I would also have a target or focus, focused audience. But absolutely, I mean, you always want to build connections. You don't want to burn bridges. People that I met on LinkedIn years ago are just now people that I'm, you know, getting connected to. A lot of my board service and opportunities have come through people I met on LinkedIn. And so definitely set up your profile, build your personal brand. And this is important, whether you are an entrepreneur, you're working for a company, your company and business to have a brand, but you need to have your own brand as well. Let's not forsake that. So I definitely think Issa Rae is on to something when she says, you know, build broadly, stretch across, because you do want to be meeting people and making connections and networking with folks. And depending upon your personal professional goals, you also do need to be producing content that is going to catch the attention of the higher ups, because that's important. Higher up could mean, you know, someone, an executive at your company that you're trying to get the attention of, or higher up could mean the next business deal that you're trying to secure. But LinkedIn is a great way to do that either way.
That is great. Yes, I've been reading your suggestions because I'm trying to use LinkedIn more. And then I think I reposted a few because they're really good. So thank you for taking the time out to give us some tips on that. And so how can people follow you or get in contact with you? And then if you want to give them the Dominion information again, that'd be great.
Sure. So I am on LinkedIn, Sharice M. Newsom. Find me there. I'm very active. I really enjoy storytelling and amplifying voices that need to be heard, voices that will inspire and encourage you in your own personal and professional journey. So you can reach me there. I'm also on X. So you can find me there, Sharice Newsom, as well. For the company I work for, Dominion Energy, you can find Dominion on all social media channels for the most part at Dominion Energy. And then the website is, of course, dominionenergy.com.
And all of Dominion's contact information is on your bill you get every month.
Yes, yes.
And if you don't pay it, they will be in contact with you. So
we work with people. We understand that it's really important for people to get that energy going. So we definitely work with people. And we say, don't wait. Do not wait until the last minute, until you're in over your head, to reach out and ask for help. We encourage people that when you are running on hard times and falling behind, please call us and reach out. We're going to work with you. So sometimes people may feel embarrassed or, you know, just stressed out. And we understand, we care. We know that you need energy and we want you to have it too. So we're going to work with you. Don't wait until it's, you know, too late. Always reach out. That's true for your bill and in life. If you need help, say something. Call somebody. Get the support you need.
Exactly.
All right, Charisse. Now, before we let you go, we have one last question for you. Okay. And that is, what does the word emerge mean to you?
Oh, when I think of emerge, I think of a butterfly coming out of a cocoon. And not only has the butterfly undergone a metamorphosis, but it is emerging or coming into its own. So a new world, but also its own, its new place. So that's what emerge means to me. It means to come out and become into your new place.
Love it. Love it. We all want everybody to come into their new place and emerge. Thank you so much, Charisse, for spending time with us today. And you gave us some great information. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you all for what you do to provide resources to businesses and business owners. That's so important. You know, keep it up. I know it's a lot, but it is a worthy and worthwhile cause. So keep up the great work.
You're listening to Emerge the Podcast.
If you would like to partner with us and have your business spotlighted on the show, contact us at emergethemagazine.com.
Welcome back. I'm Dorothea Schuler, and you're listening to Emerge the Radio Show, the show that's all about entrepreneurs and business and is the premier information source for business owners. Let's get to it. A decision is a conclusion or resolution reached after consideration. And divine means excellence. So we're making an excellent choice. With that being said, let's make the divine decision today to prepare. The definition for prepare is to make something ready for use or consideration, to make someone ready or able to do or deal with something. I'm sure we all know very well what it means to prepare, but to make deliberate efforts in our daily lives to prepare ourselves to operate in excellence requires conscious discipline. And that's what I want to speak to today. So how many of us wake up in the morning and begin to plan our outfit, what we want to eat for breakfast, or what we want to pack for lunch that day? Maybe even the route we're planning to take to work in order to stop at the gas station or to drop a package off that needs to be delivered. How many of us are talking ourselves through what we need to do and how we're going to do it as the moment approaches? And so we say to ourselves, yep, that's it. That's the plan. And then hope everything just harmoniously falls into place. But then here it goes. We realize the blouse we wanted to wear is still in the cleaners. And so we find ourselves rethinking that outfit, which has now cut into our time. And now we may not be able to make that pot of oatmeal. Now maybe you're going inside the gas station to see what you can grab for breakfast and not just pulling up to the pump really quickly to get that gas that you need to make it to work. The picture I'm painting, take a couple of minutes to prepare yourself beforehand. It can make the difference in how we start our day, and inevitably it carries over into how we operate our lives. So are you preparing yourself so that you can operate in clarity and not confusion, so that you can maximize your time versus wasting it, so you can follow a plan to achieve the goals you've set out to do and they aren't stifled because of your failure to take that time out to prepare? Now, I definitely listed practical ways to prepare, but that requires us to also prepare mentally. What are you doing daily to prepare yourself mentally for what's next? I suggest that you make a list of your current life and how you want it to look, and then prepare that list to reflect the steps you need to take to achieve those changes, and then implement a plan for success. I looked up scriptures containing the word prepare, and I found one that is fitting to my last point, being mentally prepared first. It's from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, and it says, "Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Prepare your minds for action and set your hope fully. So let's prepare the lives we want to live and fully set our minds to do what's necessary to see those things that we plan for manifest in our lives. So join me today and make the divine decision to prepare, knowing this decision will help to shape and create a path that reflects a light of excellence in our lives. This has been another Divine Decision with Dorothea. You can decide to be a part of the Emerge Radio Show by submitting your response to our signature question. What does the word emerge mean to you? Share that with us on our IG at Emerge the Magazine. This
This week's response is from Andy Byers, CEO and founder of Chronic and Iconic Coaching in Smithfield, Virginia. To choose to rise and thrive despite what life throws at you. Emerging to me is boldly walking in your birthright with purpose and on purpose. Yes, I love it. Boldly walking in your birthright. So just be you, huh? We love it, Andy. And you can follow Andy on IG at Chronically Iconic Coach. That's Chronicliconicoach. Thanks for listening to the Emerge Radio Show. Emerge, emerge
yourself. Hey, Alexis, thank you so much for coming on the show. We are so excited to talk to you today because I know with your background and the things that you do, we are going to get so much knowledge. So let's start off a little bit with just you telling us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here. I'm Alexis. I've had a lot of hats that I've worn. However, right now I am the founder and creative director of Chair One Fitness, which is a chair-based dance fitness program that caters to anyone who has complications standing, and seniors are included in that. And I'm also the host of We Are Living Healthy, where we get to interview people and talk about all things health and wellness. So those are the main things that I'm doing right now, but I have been in the health, wellness, and fitness space for over a decade, and I absolutely love it.
Awesome. What do you love about it?
That's a very good question. I mean, being that I've done a lot of different things in it, a lot of times it's the camaraderie of it all, the different people that you get to meet. And then when you think about health, fitness is medicine. Essentially, we get to not only extend the amount of years that somebody has on their life, but improve the quality of the years that they have. So when somebody is staying healthy, I know all the benefits. And somebody may think, oh, I'm just trying to get into a smaller pant size. Or somebody may think I'm just trying to get rid of a little bit of cellulite. But honestly, it improves the heart. It improves the mood. And so when you know what you're doing and when you can actually see the positive benefits that you're having on somebody's life and quality of that life, that's really what excites me. And I get to have fun while doing it. So I listen to the best music, do the best moves, maybe twerk a little, and but all the benefits, because actually even with twerking, it helps that lower spine. So, so all the benefits and fun combined into one.
Well, my lower spine is no good because I cannot twerk whatsoever. So
I'm not that good at it either. Don't worry.
Shayna is staying quiet. Like,
look, you know, now that I know I'm getting some work out of it, I might have to increase it a little bit during the week. So, Alexis, how did you get into the health and wellness industry?
I was really fortunate. My mom actually was a high-low intensity instructor way back in the day where they still wore leg warmers and the leotards over their leggings. And I was just the kid going to the gym with my mom, watching her teach with her high ponytail bouncing all over the place. And I would have never imagined that later on in life I would be doing the same thing, because I was just there. I didn't think, oh, I like this, I love this. I was just there with mom. And then I'm going to age myself, but back when you used to have the radio and you'd have your little tape that you record off the radio because you couldn't afford to go buy the cassette tape. Yes, I would make the my little mixtape, and I would actually do a workout for my stuffed animals in my room. And I never thought, like, thinking back on it, it's like, what? I never knew that was all a precursor. And then in 2009, that's when I actually got certified to teach Zumba. And I was like the biggest Zumba enthusiast, running around like a Skittle, listening to my bachata, reggaeton, salsa, everything, you name it. But it opened up a lot of different doors. Because of that, I ended up getting my own fitness television program. I got to teach all over the world, which was insane, because somebody saw, you know, your YouTube channel and they're like, hey, can you come teach in Italy, France, Serbia, Japan? I'm like, whoa, this is awesome. So being in this industry, I've been able to do a lot of other things that I would have never thought would have come from it. And that's where it started.
Well, what would you say, where have you, you know, been able to take this journey? Like, what was your favorite country, your favorite destination?
I would say, gosh, I just love traveling the world, period. Of all the destinations that I've been to, I would say Tokyo was awesome. But I love Europe. I love it all. And the thing is that I remember prior to getting into this industry, you know, I had a history in journalism from Norfolk State University. I worked at a television station for 6 years, and I went on to advertising. I was a project manager at an advertising agency when I was asked to go teach overseas. And prior to that, I used to always pray, God, I want to see the world. If you can get me enough money from my job, and if I get enough money, I can go travel with a friend. That's what I want. So the first thing that was missing was the money. Okay. It wasn't broke. Can't go. Okay. Then finally I got a little bit of money, but then I had all my little broke friends. Well, now I could go, but they couldn't go. And I thought, dagnabbit, all I want to do is see the world. God, help me. I did not know that it would result in me being asked to teach first in France. And that means I got to go to France. You meet up with your host. And so they show you everywhere. So I got paid to be there, and I had a free tour guide while doing what I love. Like, how cool was that? And I thought, wow, God really does have better plans for you. Because the way that I was going to do it was not as fun as the way it actually happened.
Right.
And so I was so thankful for his change of plans, and it instilled a lot of trust in it. I mean, I always trusted him, but that blew my mind that he was like, I'm going to give you what you want, but it's going to be even better than what you asked for. So that was pretty cool.
Nice, nice. So one, I'm going to change the way I'm praying. and two, I hope you no longer have the broke friends because you just called them out, or that they're no longer broke.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Luckily, it was pretty cool. One time I was asked to go teach in Europe, and it was called like a Euro tour where you do like multiple stops. So it was like, first you had to go to France, and then you go to Italy, and then you go to Serbia. And what was happening is master classes were usually held on the weekends. So Monday through Thursday, it's like, what are you going to do? You know? Mm-hmm. And my best friend, I called her. I said, hey, you want to meet me in Italy? And she said, what? She was like, yeah. I got the time off. I've been working overtime. I got the money. I got the time. I will meet you in Italy. And literally, so I came right off the tour. I met her in Rome. We spent 5 days there before I had to go to my next stop, and she went home. And then one time while I was on tour, one of my friends was in Spain, and she said, I'm going to be in Spain. I said, I got 5 days off. Let me come visit. She said, yeah. They took us. We went to Malaga, Barcelona, you know, everywhere that you can think of. So, yes. So now I do have friends that have money. And if ever I don't have friends that have money, I'll just call one of you.
Right.
Yeah. So you said that, you know, you went to school, you were doing journalism, and so you worked at the station, and then what was that transition like going from working at the station into your fitness journey?
It was beautiful and magical. I can't express how blessed I am. So I was working at WTKR News Channel 3 as a digital operations technician, and I was just thankful to be in the industry. A lot of mass communications majors and journalism majors, they actually don't work in their field. They end up going and doing other things totally unrelated. So I was just happy to be in the field, but I was still broke and the schedule was not good. Okay. And then I was there, and then that's when they asked to do an interview with a Zumba instructor, and I said sure, because I was teaching in the evenings. And then when they did the interview, they said, hey, you speak really well on camera. Would you ever consider having your own show? And I'm thinking, I should speak well on camera. I got the darn degree, right? I said sure. So that's when we actually launched Fusion Fitness, which was through the City of Newport News public school channel. And I was like, okay, so now I have my own show. But we had to deal with like music rights and things like that. And being that I didn't have any music licenses, I just literally tapped into the local market, and we ended up using all local artists. And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. You get to have your own show. You get to produce it, which is your degree. You get to mingle with all the local artists because you're using their music on your show. And it was the perfect smacking together of the two industries that I loved, which was the broadcast side, which I love, and fitness. And I was like, bam. And then they came together. I did that show for 5 years, which was actually the precursor to Chair One Fitness. Now I ended up getting back into the television side because we used to air on Cox Communications. And when they were about to start their new show, We Are Living Healthy, They said, Alexis, would you consider being the host? Will you come test for it? I said, sure, I'll try it. And so now I still am doing the television thing while being able to talk about health and wellness to people in all industries. But that's how they ended up transitioning. And then what happened is that I was working at the ad agency after WTKR, and then I went on that Euro tour, and then I came back and they fired me.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Now, I would have never quit. I mean, I had my son who was in elementary school, so I would have never quit. Who quits? No mom providing for your kid quits to go fulfill the dream. You're like, ain't no way I'm going to quit. I'm going to figure out another way. Right. So I remember I was on my way back from France. It was the best trip I ever had. Talking about sleeping on floors, hustling, working all these fitness classes, eating street food with all my friends who didn't hardly speak any English. And I was like, oh, I love this. I want this. Right. God, you didn't just let me get here to take it away. God, come on now. And so I had one of those composition notebooks, you know, the black and white composition notebooks, 50 cents on the back to school sale. and I was on the airplane and I was crying and I was writing out numbers. How could I do this full time if I wanted to? And then I cried my eyes out and then I went back home. I was home for about 10 days or so and I cried every day on my way to work, every day. Every day on my way to work, I cried. One day, I was like, oh, God, here we go again. And then they said, we're sorry, but we're going to have to let you go. And they gave me that little box like they do in the movies. And I was like, oh, wow, I'm getting fired. Okay. And I remember I was very calm about it. And then I looked up at the sky. Okay, I'm fired. Okay, fired. I was going home. I hadn't yet picked up my son from school because he was in after school care. I came home and I dropped to my knees and I prayed and I said, God, I don't know what you're doing, but I trust you. And in that moment, he said, your notebook. I said, oh, crap, I wrote a plan. I have a plan. Right. And then I grabbed my notebook and it was probably about 75% complete. And then I told myself, okay, I'm going to file for unemployment. I know it'll last for 6 months. That 6 months, I'm going to give 100% to being an entrepreneur. And if it doesn't work out, then I'll actually look for a real job.
Right.
And within 30 days, I was working really hard, but I was making more than what I was making at my 9-to-5. And I've been an entrepreneur ever since.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. So that's how the full transition happened.
Right.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to Emerge, and I'm Tiffany Boyle with co-host Shayna Kemp Garnett, and we are listening to a powerful story of how Alexis Perkins emerged from working a 9-to-5 to being an entrepreneur and has not looked back, and now is the founder of Chair One Fitness, which is an amazing organization, fitness instruction company for people who are not able to walk or can't work out.
Yes, I will tell you the people that we usually cater to are seniors. Also, and I'm going to tell you the people who we typically don't think about that our program is for. We cater to seniors, those who have vertigo, so therefore they have more susceptible to falling, those who have had amputations, wheelchair users, those who have had a stroke and can only use one side of their body. Also, for those who have dementia or any type of developmental disability because it keeps their attention span while they're seated. Also, the obese, because when somebody's getting started on the weight loss journey, if you are 300 or 400 pounds, all that weight bearing on your knees hurts. So it's a way to get started. If somebody's had a hip replacement, if somebody's had a torn ACL, they can't yet stand, but they want to still stay fit while they're recuperating. Pelvic organ floor prolapse, anything like that where it's beneficial for somebody to be seated. And I did not know all that in the beginning. In the beginning, I thought it was just for seniors. I didn't know. And right. It was through Fusion Fitness and the TV show. When we did 2 chair episodes, it was all the feedback we got on YouTube. Like I said, we were on air for 5 years. We taped 40 episodes, 38 that was high intensity dancing. You know how I do. And then there were 2 that were from a chair. The ones that were high intensity, we averaged about 3,000 views. Mm-hmm. But when you went to the chair episodes, they jumped to 500,000. Wow. With comments and emails daily. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm obese. Thank you. I do this with my dad. Thank you. I had hip replacement surgery. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. There's a lot of people who need this.
Right.
And then I said, well, let me give it to them.
Love it. Love it. Love it. And how long have you been offering these services?
I started off just teaching classes at senior communities, me just an instructor. And then I would teach at one community, then I would get asked to go to another community, and then I did not have any subs. So when I was traveling, who was going to cover my classes? Fitness instructors did not know how to cater to specific populations. How do you cater to somebody who has dementia? How do you cater to somebody who has a stroke? What do you do? And the recreational therapists and activities professionals who work in that industry had no clue how to teach a fitness class. And so I said, I wonder if I did something. And then I randomly just decided I'm going to start a program. And then I sat down at my local Starbucks and I wrote out a training manual, not even knowing what was going to happen. And it didn't even have a name. And then after I wrote it, I sent it to my friends to confirm if it was good. I sent it to somebody who was a doctor of physical therapy, somebody who specialized in high school curriculum, somebody who specialized in administration, somebody who worked in the hospital. I said, look at this and tell me if it's good. And they said, it's good. And then after that, we got the name. And then I sent it. I still wasn't ready to start training others yet to become instructors. I was really big on having the respect behind the name. I didn't want anybody saying, who are you to train others to instruct? You are not a doctor. You have a bachelor's degree in journalism and you teach Zumba. Who are you to be the expert in this? And so to avoid that, I was like, I'm going to submit it to as many organizations as I can to get approved. And then it was magic. We submitted it to the National Academy of Sports Medicine, approved. The Aerobic Fitness Association of America approved. The NCTRC for the National Certification Council for Certified Recreational Therapists approved. And once we got approved by dementia practitioners, I was like, yeah. And so then it was, but then it just gave me the confidence, like, you know what? What we're creating is good and it's authentic and it has a scientific background that gives people all of the health benefits. And then I got to see it in action. When I got to see one of my students go from a wheelchair to a walker, that was incredible. When I had somebody message me that they were subscribing to our workouts and they had to cancel their subscription, it was the most beautiful cancellation I've ever received. They said, hi, I have to cancel my subscription, but I wanted to send you guys an email first. My mother was 93. She worked out with you all the time. She just passed away. But whenever she worked out with your program, she smiled. So I'm only canceling because my mother passed, but I needed to let you guys know that you kept her moving up until her last day. And I was like, blown. So yeah, so it's an awesome position to be in.
That is so awesome. What is some advice you would give to our seniors to stay healthy?
Seniors? Okay. Yeah. To seniors, I'm actually going to speak to something that is in our instructor training. And that is we go beyond perceived limitations, enabling everyone to stay active no matter their age or ability. And the key word is perceived limitations. And that goes two ways. One, the limitations that people put on themselves. I can't do this because I have arthritis. I can't do this because fill in the blank, X, Y, Z, all of the excuses. Yes, you can. And I've seen it. And the other one is the limitation that we accidentally put on others, meaning my mom can't do that. She's 93. Nah, you see that dude had his mom doing it. And so sometimes we accidentally use ageism with our participants. Like, they can't do this. Yes, they can. And I have seen a 93-year-old do my high intensity workout and a 40-year-old that couldn't. So it's not about the age. It's just jumping in and getting started and just giving going to go. There's so many reasons to stay active, no matter what. Even if somebody's in a wheelchair, they still need that caloric expenditure. They still need to get their heart rate up. I know I wear my my Apple Watch when I'm working out, and I will meet my fitness ring after one class, and I absolutely love it. And I just think when we're talking about seniors specifically, many people think that once you hit a certain age, that it's downhill from there, and it is not. You can recover. You can improve. You can improve somebody's range of motion. You can improve somebody's cognition. If somebody has dementia or Alzheimer's, you can't prevent it, but you can slow down the process in which it's occurring and by firing off. And that's another thing, even with Chair One Fitness specifically, is that a lot of movements fire off both the left and the right side of the brain, which is so important. That's why they tell you to do Sudoku and everything else. Mm-hmm. But we definitely want to make sure that we are staying healthy, both physically, mentally, emotionally, having that camaraderie, having those good vibes that come up, releasing the serotonin and dopamine in the brain. We want to do all of that. And that can be done at any age. And seniors are my favorite population. I don't know why. I love my grandma. She is funny. And seniors happen to be my favorite population. We can teach a lot of different people. We can teach kids. We can teach whomever. Not my thing. Seniors, my golden girls, my grandmas and my grandpas, they are special. Right. In a good way. Right. Very special. They have stories. They have wisdom. They love you. And so, yeah. So I say, you know, being that we're talking about seniors, just not allowing them to put the limitations on themselves, encouraging them to get moving if they have any self-doubt. Also, if you accidentally put a limitation on them, remove it. And yeah, just have a good time. Gotta love the seniors.
Great. So you are tuned in to Emerge. I am your host, Deshana Kemp Garnett, along with co-host Tiffany Boyle. And we have had the pleasure of listening to the amazing story of Miss Alexis Perkins, who is the founder and creator of Cheer One Fitness and the host of We Are Living Healthy. Energy has been unbelievable. I have absolutely loved your story, and I hate to bring this to an end, but we must. But before we let you go, I have two questions for you. The first question is, what is your contact information as far as social media? If someone wants to maybe reach out to you about some fitness, attend your classes, how would we get in contact with you?
Yes, I know. Contrary to popular belief, I usually say I'm kind of like an internet whore. It's easy to find me. I'm so easy to find on there. But it's just Alexis Perkins. If you put in Alexis Perkins and fitness, I'll usually pop up right there. But if it's on Instagram, if you type in I am King Alexis, that's the Instagram. And like I said, if you just Google Alexis Perkins and fitness, you'll find so many different ways to contact me. If you're on Facebook, there's Alexis Perkins and or Body by Alexis. And again, Instagram is I am King Alexis. And I'm pretty good at responding. And if somebody even calls Cheer One Fitness, the call center will take the call, but then they'll loop it right back to me. So I'm very reachable.
Awesome. All right. My next question is our signature question, and it is, what does the word emerge mean to you?
Emerge. You know what? I like the word emerge. When something emerges, it's coming up out of something, you know? It's like when I think about a plant or anything like that, the first thing it has to do is emerge out. It's just small at first. It's just small. But that's the hardest part. That's the hardest part is getting past the dirt, or as people say in the concrete jungle, the rose that pops through. And that's the hardest part. But then after you emerge out, even though you still might be small, because we all start off small, right? You might be small in that moment, but just being a little budling, you can still feel the sun. You can still feel the air. You're out. You might be a budling, but you've emerged. And that's that moment feels good. That first win, when somebody's starting something, that first win, when you get that win, it might be a small win, but any moment where you can say, did it, that goal that I had, I did it. And to me, that's, I love the whole process of emerging. But for anybody listening, I'm just going to go ahead and forewarn them. If you're ambitious and if you have tenacity and chutzpah and all the good things, no matter what level you emerge at, there's going to be another level and you're going to emerge again. It never stops. It never stops. You may get comfortable and the next thing you know, you feel like you're in dirt again. And then you have to emerge again. But it's a beautiful process of constantly emerging out of whatever situation you're in at that time.
I think that is an amazing definition. I'd love to hear everybody's different take on the word emerge. I want to say it has been an absolute pleasure having you on our show today. And I can't wait to visit the studios. I think, you know, Cheer Fitness might be for me. And it's not because I have some perceived limitations. I just don't want to exercise the normal way.
Well, I will gladly welcome you. We have some good stuff. We just released our choreo to Adele, which is pretty dope. And we just recorded Icons, which is all Michael Jackson, Prince, When Doves Cry. It's not out yet, but it's coming.
Nice, nice. Well, let us know when it comes out so we can share it with our Emerge audience.
Yes. Emerge,
emerge yourself. Follow us on Facebook. Search Emerge Radio Show. On Instagram, Emerge the Magazine. And online, emergethemagazine.com.
I am Deshana Kemp Garnett, and it's time for My Two Cents. Hello and happy Wednesday. Welcome back to another exciting episode of My Two Cents. And today, I want us to ponder over a powerful quote. Financial security is not about the size of your income, but the size of your discipline. And this topic is right on time because this is something that Tiffany and I speak about often. Because what we know, it's easy to assume that a bigger paycheck is going to equal financial security. But the
The real truth is, it's our discipline that truly matters. So think about it. Regardless of how much you earn, without disciplined financial habits, you may find yourself living paycheck to paycheck. And on the flip side, with discipline, even a modest income can lead to financial stability and freedom. So I know you're wondering, how do we cultivate this discipline? And I'm going to tell you, it's the things I'm always speaking about. It starts with budgeting, saving, and investing wisely. It means living within our means, right? Resisting unnecessary expenses and learning to prioritize long-term financial goals over short-term gratification. Remember, financial security is not a destination reached solely through a high income. It's a journey guided by disciplined choices. So let us focus not on the size of our income, but let's focus on the size of our discipline. I am DeShana Kemp Garnett, and that's my two cents. A special thank you for the guest on today's show. To listen to past episodes of our show, visit immersethemagazine.com.
You've been listening to the Emerge Radio Show. All opinions expressed on this show are that of our guests and may or may not be shared by the Emerge Radio Show staff. Follow us on Facebook, search Emerge Radio Show, on Instagram, Emerge the Magazine, and online, emergethemagazine.com.